We are learning Masechtas Shavuos Daf Dalet Amud Beis, and we are on top of Amud Beis. We are how many lines from the top? We are three lines from the top, at the end of the line. So we said that the Rebbe who learns that our Mishnah, Ishtayim Shem Arba, both by Shavuos Lius Tumah, is his own Shita according to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said it from Rav Kahana, it's really according to Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana was saying is that it's possible that they're both going with the Rebbe's own Shita. So the one part was easy. That Yediyah Satuma is going even by Halama on the Kodesh of Mikdash. That's a Mefurish Rebbe, you know, our Kodesh, Mefurish Rebbe. But we want to say also the din that Ichayev Oil V'Yorid for Shvua Shtayim Shavar, which means Saila Abba and Saila Shavar, we want to say that's Rebbe also. So where is there a Rebbe like that? Zok the Gemara Eshchan be Yediyah is this late time. Then I'm sure we find by Yediyah Satuma that he's saying his own Shita. He's not saying Dafka Rav Shmuel Shita. He's saying his own Shita that is Shtayim Shavarba. Shvois is the time that I'm shaming on. How do you know by Shvois, which he's saying really, he's saying Shvois, the Chayiv, Shtayim Shavarba, how do you know that it's the time that I'm shaming on? Zok the Gemara Shvaru. It's a Shvaru. Lishtach, you know, different lashon to say the same thing. Ashkan b'diyas is sovel karavishmal that he holds a karavishmal. He finds b'diyas tuma because we just saw first a brisa. B'shvois the sovel karavikiva by shvois he holds a karavikiva that he chayiv l'sha avar also manola. Mar says svaru. What's the svaru? The svaru is like this. Rabbi Akiva, my time with mechayiv l'shava. What's the talk of Rabbi Akiva that's mechayiv l'shava? The Maaseh Pasuk says laharai lahetiv, which is always lahaba. How do you know he chayiv karav l'shava? So the reason is because the Darash Ribui Umiyuti. Rebbe Nami, we find other places, Darash Ribui Umiyuti. So we have to stop here and speak out the Rashi outside. That the Biar Machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, if Yechayev Lisha Avar, is totally how do you make a drasha? Because in the Pasuk it says, Nefesh Kisheshova Levate Bisfasayim, and it says, Lohara Oilahetiv. That's the Lashon HaPasuk. And In the pasuk, it says that a lashon of any type of shvua, and then it's kishava levate b'sasayim. Sounds like any type of shvua, and then the pasuk says afterwards lahara lahetiv, which already is a miyut, which means there's something an idea called that there's a clause, a rule. It sounds like any type of shvua. Then it says specifically lahara lahetiv. So that would sound like your only lahara lahetiv is a pirush of the clause, and that's the only time you bring a carbon. But then afterwards, the pasuk says lechol asher yivate, which is a ribuy again. So you have a general rule, a specific rule, and a general rule. Remember that you have kisheshava nefesh kisheshava, which is a general rule. Lora lehetiv is the specific, and then you have the pasuk that says lechol asher yivate, which is another general rule. So the machlek is how to take such a case. One way to do it is prat or klal or prat. Klal or prat or klal. Klal or prat or klal. Always riba be it to riba. So we'll go to each one. If you learn klal, prat, klal, the way it works like this. You have a rule, then you have a prat. So klal or prat, the way you dash it is that it's a pirish. It's an explanation of the klal. You know when you chayiv? L'ar l'hitiv. And only that. That's it. Comes the klal afterwards, and now comes the first ribuy. So marbe has to be like the prat. It has to be like the specifics. So what does it mean like specific? It has to be lahaba. It doesn't have to actually be lara lahetiv. It could be I'm going to throw something, not throw something. But it has to be like the prat that it's lahaba. Because it has to be similar to it. Because, huh? Lahara lahetiv lahaba. I'm going to do something in the future. Now, before the second klal, would only be lara lahetiv. Only be oichel and oichel. That's it. Comes the cloud, says, no, it could be other things also. Ezra, Ezra, I'll go to shul, not go to shul. All those different things will be part of it. That's, but it all has to be future. It has to be ke'ena prat. That's what works for a cloud. You marba, when you make a ribuy, when you add things like the prat. By ribuy, it works different. When it's a ribuy, before the second cloud, it had the general rule and then specific. The specific, all the specific did was to memayit things. So at that point, everything was included l'ra'al hetiv besides for past. But any la'abo is already included. Even before the second klal, everything was included. Because all it does is limited the klal by saying, the ribu mi'at means it's a mi'at. It's limited the klal by saying, it has to be la'abo. comes the second klal and says, no, even l'sha'abar. That's what ribui mita ribui does. It says even more. We have a specific. All that has to do is to exclude one thing. And what does it exclude? It excludes that nishpal vatal sa mitzvah. If you made a shvua to mavatal mitzvah, that doesn't work. You're not chayav el yer. That's it. All you need is one mi'at. The difference is what the starting point is. By a klal or prat, so the prat was a purist of a klal. That's it was only this. So when the klal came and bimarbe, it was like the first time bimarbe things. Bimarbe can't have prat. But if you hold the way you make drushes, ribu and mi'at, the ribu was already being used before the second ribu. It was being used to compare anything to the prat. So you already knew all the halabas. So the second ribu, obviously, the most of more. Obviously, most of everything.
When you see me,
it's machlekes. Like, how do you do drushes? No, there's no one way to do it. This is a philosophy. Some Tanoim philosophy was klal prat to klal, and some Tanoim philosophy.
Yeah, always the same.
Yeah, always the same. Yeah, so now we're saying Rav Akiva. The reason why he says that ichayel l'shava because he dashes ribuy mi damas dashes ribuy mi to ribuy, and Rav Shmuel holds klal prat to klal. So which one is Rebbe hold in Shas? Does he go with the philosophy of klal prat to klal or ribuy ribuy? So we're saying the svara is that Rebbe, since in Shas he goes with the philosophy of ribuy. A mir to ribui. Therefore, here a hold like Rabbi Akiva and a hold that yuchayev even l'shava. So let's see it inside now. Rabbi Akiva, my time come chayev l'shava darsh ribui miyot. Rabbi Nami, we find Rabbi was darsh ribui miyot. The time of the brayso, Rabbi Eimer bechol poidim bechor adam. You're allowed to use any type of value with bechor adam to be poidim bechor. You have to give 5 shkolim. You have to use cash, or I can use anything that has monetary value. So Rebbe says, "Bechol poid mechor adam, you can use anything that has a value, chutz min hashtaris, besides for shtaris." That means you can use karka, but you can't use a shtar. A shtar means someone owes you 5 selah, which is the thing of bechor, and you say, "Here, I'm giving this to the coin. Here, you can collect it. That has value." That does not work, but everything else works.
You cannot use avodim. You give the kohen eved that's worth that much money. It doesn't work. Shtaris doesn't work. And kakaris don't work. So what's the biyam machlekes Rebbe and the rabbanim? My time with the Rebbe, the darish ribu yomiyutu. It says in the pasuk ufeduyav mi ben chaydish is a riba. Sounds like the pidyon works anyway. But erkcha kesev chamesh shkolim. It has to be kesev 5 shkolim is a miyut, and it says tifta. Chaz of a riba. Actually, look at the pasuk where tifta was before that. But you could take the klalim and move it around. If you read the pasuk inside, it says a peduyav meben chaydish tifta, meveduyav ben chaydish tifta, berakachel kesef chamesha shkolim b'shekel chaydish esem gerahu. So a peduyav ben chaydish is a riboy. Berakachel kesef. We skipped the word. Berakachel kesef chamesha shkolim is a miut, and tifta is a riboy, and zokt. So this is the Rebbe talking, and Rebbe says, Chaz v'riba. So ribo miyat v'riba, riba akol, marba everything. Mar riba kol mili. But you have to marry one thing, because when it comes to riba miyat, so you can marry much more things, you have to marry one thing. What do you marry? The marry miyat? Miyat shtaris. You marry shtaris, because shtaris, out of those three things, are the least inherent value. A shtar is a piece of paper. So therefore, it doesn't have, that called gufei mamon. Rabbanon darshi klali prati. He darshi klal prati klal. Ufeduyev ben chaydesh is a klal. Berg chesv chaydesh kolam is a prat. Tifta is chazav a klal. Klal u prati klal. You have to don't elakein a prat. Has to be kein a prat. Ma a prat mafurish dover metaltal. Could be move around. Vigufi mamin and it's inherently mamin. I've called dover metaltal vigufi mamin. Yotzu karkoya is shen metaltal. Karkoyas can be moved. Yotzu avodim shehukshu karkoyas. Avodim have a hekesh to karkoyas, so it's like karka. Yotzu stories, even though I can move it, but it's not gufi mamin. Yotzu stories, avishu metaltal, ain't gufi mamin. So coming like this, we have my first Rebbe, the Darshan's, ribui mi to ribui. Ribui mi to ribui, obviously, always is marba more than the cloud, prat, the cloud. We said the reason is why. Because, but a cloud, prat, the cloud works this. You have a cloud and you have a prat. Prat saying it's a pirish. It only could be this. Then we have another cloud, it's marba. It says it has to be ke'ena prat. So it has to be goofy moment like cash, and it has to be metalphalum like cash, like coins. It has to be like that. But Rabbeinu HaKadosh learns that riba and miyat already was marba other things that was similar So when you had a ribuy miyat, you umarva, even just a ribuy miyat, before the second ribuy, you umarva everything that's metaltal and gufi mamin. Now comes the next ribuy, umarva more things. So umarva things that don't move, like hakayis. The only thing we leave out, the miyat, is staris, which is not gufi mamin. So since Rebbe holds the Gabi Bechar, that Yidashin, his philosophy is ribuy miyat ribuy, so here also, Hildashin Karba Kiva, Legabe, the din of Shavuos, ribuy miyat ribuy. So we're saying Rebbe's all, his own, feels own shita. That's what I'm saying. Rebbe, the other shita is my first. By carbon, by Diaz Atomo, that's my first. By Shavuos, we're saying it's a svar. Amler, if you know, Meimar, Rebbe Dorish, ribuy miyutu, is that true? But Rebbe Kholi Prati Darshi. Rebbe Darshi Kholi Prati Kholi. I'll show you. The time of the Braisa. It says that if a Eved Ivri wants to stay on after 6 years, so we bore a hole in his ear. And it says in the Pasuk, V'kachta samratzea v'nesata v'oznoi v'adelas v'hoilucha Eved Olam v'afla moshko ta'asakein. It says in the Pasuk, V'kachta samratzea. Martzea is something called an awl. It's a type of drill. So it says, Martzeya, inli ala martzeya, menayla rabbis hasul. Hasul is made out of wood that's sharp. Vasira is a thorn. Vamachara is a needle. Hamakdeach is a different type of drill. Vamichtov is a stylus, something you use to carve into, let's say, a wax board. So if you want to use those for the ear, tamaloima vilakachto. Kodova shenilkach biyad. Divir Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara, all those things. Even wood, everything, anything that's sharp, there's lakachta, anything that can be taken, it's a ribuy. Rebbe Yomer Martzeya. It says in the Pasuk Martzeya, Ma Martzeya Meyuchet Shal Matches, Av Kol Shal Matches. It says in the Pasuk Martzeya. Here there's a klal of prat. It says lakachta is a klal, Martzeya is a prat, Venesata Ba'oznoi is a klal. So it's a klal of prat, a klal. So according to the first man, the Amihidarshin's ribuy, miyat ribuy, so Mar everything. We have everything. The only thing we leave out is sam. Sam means some kind of chemical to make a hole. But anything that's, you know, metaltal, we marba. But Rebbe says no. It has to be keina prat. And what does he say? He says it has to be matris. Ma marzaya miyuchas shal matris. It's metal. Avkol shal matachas. Everything has to be metal. But me makamif the Rebbe daros kloli aprati. And therefore, he says it has to be Kain HaPrat, which is a Marzeya, which is metal. Rabbi Yisrael Huda Dorish, Atapa Hayam and Aleph, Reba Miyot. So, what's the Kasha? We just finished saying Hostikot Tire, that Rebbe must hold that by his voice. It works so well. Why? Because his philosophy, all of his Shas is Ribuy Umiyot Ribuy. We find he has a philosophy of Klal Prat Klal here as well. So, what's going on over here? So, the Gemara says, In Ba'alma Be'etzem Yidarshins. Klole uprati. Now, first we have to answer the stira between these two things before we get back to Shavuos. So, in Ba'alma, klole uprati darsh. Really, darsh is, his philosophy is klal prata klal. V'hocha, the reason why, by pidyon ha-ben, he darshins the only umayit shtaris, v'hocha in time, v'ketonit v'er v'shmol. V'ketonit v'er v'shmol, b'mayim b'mayim shtein pa'amim, ein ze klal uprati al ribu amiyit. That there's a time when he changes the philosophy. If the two klolim are next to each other, then he says that he agrees that goes with the Ribu Miyat or Ribu Darshan. The two klalim. And I remember by Peduya, we spoke out, by Pidna Ben, both klalim were next to each other. Ufuduya ben Chaydash and Tifta. And what do you see this? By very small, by the din of Snapir Vikaskasas. That there's a din that you need the two simonim to make an animal, a fish, kosher. And to Shiloh, what are we talking about there? Dafka Yamim of the Cholim, or even in a bar, or other type of body of water that's not a river or a stream, what's the halacha there regarding the kashrus of a fish? You have to learn this more mesechtes chulin, but we're just mentioning it quickly here. It says in the pasuk, "Zet toichlu mekol asher b'mayim, kol asher loy snapir v'kaskeses b'mayim b'yamim v'nacholim oisom techelu." So we darshan over there that the two klolim are next to each other. The two klolim are and then it says, so the two klolim b'mayim, which sounds like any body of water, are together, and then afterwards it says, which is rivers and streams. So the two words b'mayim are next to each other, and then we want to make a klal. No, because that's the rules. No, the klolim are what type of body of water. It says b'mayim twice, And then says Yamim Menachalim. It's not because it's not the product law. That definitely needs the sheer the din of Simonu Taira of a fish that's kosher. Simonim is the snapping Kaskasis. That's not a klal prat. Shows what type of body of water? Is it Dafka and Yamim Menachalim or any body of water? So it says B'mayim twice in the Pasuk before B'yamim Menachalim. It says Eszeh Toklo B'Kosher B'mayim. Then it says Kosher Snapping Kaskasis B'mayim. Then it says B'yamim Menachalim. So Reb Shmuel says, anytime it says two klal next to each other, but my mashdei problem is a klal prat al riba miyit. Rabbanon of Ravina, where Rabbanon hold, Rabbanon Ravina could amri marva rava kol makos shatavoy to shtei klal. He's smuchus al zeh. Anytime you have two klal next to each other, hatil prat b'nei. You put the prat between them, but doing a klal prat. Al kaponim, just that way. That's the answer to the stira. Two and two rabbeinu kosh. Well, at the end of the day, so klal prat the klal when it's in order. It's a cloud prat cloud, not riba mid riba. So back shrab us. Hashtam is rebi klali prate darshi ba korcho kasha shvua. So it means rebi can't hold by shvuas that you're chayiv vil shavar because you have a cloud prat cloud. It has to be l'ra'la hitiv. It has to be l'osid. Ela must be b'shvuas nosav aliba de Rav Akiva v'leila svirlei. So what Rav Kana said is halfway true. Rav Kana said that rebi wasn't talking about dafka to all the money, to himself. It's not true. Legabe Yedias Satoma Staka himself, he holds like that. But Legabe Shvois, that he says, Shtayim Shemarba, is Dafka according to Rabbi Kiva, and he doesn't hold of it. Harry knows doesn't hold of it, because we know in all of Ashas, his philosophy is really Klal Prata Klal, besides for a case with the two Klal were next to each other. And here by Shvois, the two Klal were not next to each other. Starts with his Shavu Levate, then it's the Ralo Hativ, then it's the Chal Ashi Levate. So it's Klal Prata Klal in such a case. So according to Rebbe, he will hold the only Chayiv Lahaba. So our Mishnah that Rebbe says is going according to Rabbi Kiva, not according to himself. He could agree to the Diyas Tumah, that's Taka Heshita. He doesn't have to say like Rabbi Shmuel, it's his own Shita. But it comes to Shvoi, Shtayim Shem Arba, it's going according to Rabbi Kiva, but he himself does not hold it at. And Mir Hashem, tomorrow's year, we'll continue with the din of Idiyas Tumah, with Rebbe's Gemara that we have before, Rebbe's Joshua we have before.